Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Something that's a big thing, has become a big thing in Greenville, and especially in the summertime, is the Greenville Family Theater.
Yeah, they've been around now for, I guess, about 5 years is sort of when they've been on my radar. And it is a young person's theater program. They actually work all year long on their shows. And in the summer, they present a full-on musical production, musical theater production. Over the years, they've done Hello, Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof, Meet Me in St. Louis. And this year, they're doing Wizard of Oz. And they're going to do five performances at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. The kids are absolutely amazing. They have a live orchestra. The kids play all the roles. They sing. They dance. They've built the props. They've done the costumes. And they are really remarkable shows.
This is Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney come to life.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
In the 21st century.
You know, and the kids are really, really terrific in this. I have enjoyed every year that I've been to them. The tickets are reasonable. It's a great thing to introduce young ones to the whole idea of musical theater, because the shows they pick are always shows that kids love.
Now, are the kids in the orchestra?
No, they have professional
musicians.
Yes, and many of them are professionals, or you know,
near that.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Basically that. And are there any adults in the roles?
No.
All
kids in the roles. Yeah, and I think even working most of the backstage stuff, it's kids.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so they're presenting The Wizard of Oz starting this weekend, Friday evening, July 6th. So,
well, they're doing it on the two weekends, 6th and 7th.
I see.
And then the 13th and the 14th. And I believe it's on the 7th that they will have a matinee performance and then an evening performance as well.
Okay, and this is in the GMA, Greenville Municipal Auditorium,
which
of course have been renovated, and it's just wonderful. And if you haven't been there, you need to go
exactly.
to see what they've done there.
Right.
But great venue for that thing. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and right now we're talking about the Greenville Family Theater. Now, you were telling me something about them that I did not know, and that is that they're doing some workshops for kids, and these are going to be little small shows that children do during the course of the summer.
Yes, they're going to be starting the first week of July with a series of weekly theater-geared workshops for children. And I do a newsletter every summer that talks about all the different activities for kids, and that was kind of where I had when I uncovered this and found it. They're going to start that first week of July with a theater camp for the little ones, and it's going to be and I say little, I think it's I think it's 4 to 6. And what they're going to do on that is it's going to be based on different Disney shows. Then the next week, they will do another one for 7 to 10. And that one's based on the musical Matilda, which is a great kids musical. Mm-hmm. And then on and on through each week, they'll go with a little bit older groups. And they'll go all the way then through August. And once they get to the last three workshops, they're actually for 13 or 14 and older, you know, basically than high school students. And there's one that one week they concentrate on dancing, one week they're concentrating on acting, and one week they're concentrating on singing. So they have, you know, the different elements to help, you know, budding young thespians, as we say, which is a fun word to say, kind of get started in some of that and explore the whole idea of musical theater.
I'm a baseball guy, so this sounds like to me this is their minor league system. They're building their kids up for their big show.
I think you're right, you know? Exactly.
Now, the Greenville 4th of July parade on Park Street is today at 10 a.m. You know, I went to last year, the first time I think I've been to that. It's a lot bigger than I expected it to be.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of different people that participate in it, but the thing that's so wonderful to me is that it's in this beautiful neighborhood with all these old houses. And all of the residents expect that you are going to just take up in their front yards on that day.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to worry about, well, my gosh, this looks like a nice shady spot. Yeah. You know, am I going to get in trouble for being here? No.
Right.
On that day, you know, and Park Street people are great anyway. But on that day, you find a spot and you put your chair down and you watch the parade. And then when it's over, everybody sort of folds in behind the parade and walks up the street to Kavanaugh Methodist Church, where at 11 o'clock, they do the most delightful patriotic service. And you're so glad for that air conditioner. It's cool in there, and there's little tiny flags everybody waves. It ends with a rousing rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever on the pipe organ, and everybody stomps their feet and claps their hands. And then when that's over, you go outside and eat watermelon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, and then they have, of course, the fireworks display at night.
They do, at the sports park. Yeah. And that's actually a very, very good fireworks display as well.
Yeah. So that's a big day in Greenville.
It is a big day.
All right. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always love it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.